Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina Mari here. And on the line, we have got Aoife O'Brien. Good morning, Aoife. How are you?
Morning, Trina. It's great to be here.
So you are from empowermentcoaching.ie. Tell me all about what you do for a living, Aoife.
I work with businesses and individuals to empower them to be happier at work. That's it in a nutshell. But lately I've become known as the imposter lady. So I work with people. I do talks about helping people to overcome imposter syndrome.
Okay, imposter syndrome. That's a new one on me. What is that?
Imposter syndrome, it's that feeling that you get of, it's like self-doubt, but you feel like people are going to catch you out. So you've got to where you've got to because of luck. And you're kind of watching your back thinking, oh, I'm going to get found out soon now. Someone's going to realise that I'm not all I'm cracked up to be.
These are people who have the confidence to go for these jobs. They're hired for the job because whoever thinks that they're suitable for it. It's not that they've made up things on their CV and they've chanced their way in, is it?
No, not at all. No. It's, you know, and I've suffered it from it myself. But, you know, I got forward for a position, quite a senior position, and I got it. But I was like, wait a minute, do they realise, have they made a mistake? You're kind of thinking that other people have made a mistake or they're going to catch you out in some way.
So say today, people are thinking about going back to work on Monday morning if they work a 9-to-5 and they're going, this is the week, I'm going to be found out. It must cause a huge amount of stress going in.
It causes a lot of stress for individuals. And people tend to not speak up in meetings, or maybe they even take the step where they don't even put themselves forward for these positions that they think, oh, I'd really like to do that, but I don't think I'm good enough, or they're going to find out that I'm not good enough at doing the job I'm currently doing. For people not to be sharing their ideas, they're too afraid. Really, they're holding themselves back from performing at their best, really.
It's funny when you think about that, because there are other people who may work with you and they never stop talking, whether they have a clue or not.
Well, that's it, yeah. I mean, you got kind of two extremes there. But the funny thing with imposter syndrome, it affects about 70% of people, and it's men and women. And it's not a case of you get to a specific level within your career and you think, right, I've made it now, I'm successful, because you're always thinking, what's the next step, what's the next step? Even celebrities suffer from it as well. So Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon, he had imposter syndrome. Michelle Obama, I'm trying to think, the guy from Doctor Who, David Tennant.
David Tennant.
So you think, wow, he's made it. He's successful. He's an actor. He's waiting for that knock on the door, the proverbial knock on the door to say, right, David, you know.
We're on to you.
We found you out now. We're on to you. And we're going to get the real actors in now.
Right, Aoife. So what can we do about it? If you can identify with this and you're listening today and you're thinking, oh, do you know what? That sounds so like me. How can people get rid of this imposter syndrome, or is there a way to treat it?
First of all, it's acknowledging what it is. It's this little kind of your ego or whatever you want to call it is explaining to you or holding you back in some way. So first of all, acknowledge it for what it is. So that's A. And then B is about belief. So believing in yourself. But really, you can also ask people, you know, someone who's trusted, you don't have to say to your boss, oh, listen, I'm suffering from imposter syndrome. Can you help me with my confidence? You can ask a trusted friend, or you can ask a boss for some constructive feedback about how you're getting on in the job. You know, oftentimes we build up these pictures in our own heads of what other people think of us and what other people are saying. But a lot of the time, it's not the reality. And then C is the call to action. So oftentimes we're holding ourselves back. We're not putting ourselves forward for roles. We're not speaking up in meetings, or we want to do something, but for some reason, we're telling ourselves that we can't do it. So the call to action is just taking a first step. It doesn't have to be a big step. It can be a small step towards what it is that you want to achieve.
You need to speak up as well, because you don't want to be this invisible person in a meeting who never has anything to say, because then people probably will start talking about you.
Well, that's it.
You deal with people as well. You mentioned there about making people happier in work. Do you find a lot of people are unhappy in work?
So many people, and they don't really see a way out, so they're just kind of sticking it out for one reason or another, whether it's they're supporting their family or they're used to the job. I suppose I'm here to say it doesn't have to be that way. There's always a different option to take.
Do you think it's the job though sometimes? Do you think they can become happier in the same job, or do you think that the only option is to really leave a job?
We all have a choice when we wake up every day. You might not think it. You might think, oh, I have to go into work. But if you reframe your thinking to, I choose to go into work because I want to earn X amount. If you choose not to go to work, what steps do I need to take to get out of this situation that I'm in?
Whether it's studying or looking around or making some kind of a plan, or giving yourself a timeline, by Christmas I'm going to start looking, or something like that.
That's it. Take it small steps as well. Like, it doesn't have to be overnight. But so long as you're taking action towards making something happen, then you know, you start to feel better in yourself and you might even end up happier in the job that you have as well.
Absolutely. I remember a friend of mine hated a job that she was in, and it was just because she hadn't really made friends in the place and she felt like they were all part of a clique and she wasn't involved. And then once, I think they had a work night out or something, so it's important actually to go to those, I think. She then got talking to them, became great friends with them, and now the job is totally different for her.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes such a huge difference.
Well, yeah. Aoife, give me your website details there again if anybody wants more info.
So my website is empowermentcoaching.ie. And I also have a podcast called Happier at Work. People want to check that out as well.
Okay, super. Aoife, thanks so much. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.